the resistance to using terrorism, for example, to talk about Charleston or to talk about even the Planned Parenthood shooting versus the willingness, Linda, to talk about it in a context when, in fact, shooters are also people who are Muslim?
I mean, it's deja vu for me every time the perpetrators end up being Muslim. We went from immediately knowing from eyewitnesses that they were three white males, which, by the way, multiple witnesses, three medium-built, heavy-built white males, and let's not even go there. And then we were talking about gun control and think progress went all over the Republican candidates about thoughts and prayers not fixing the laws. And then all of a sudden we find out they're Muslim. Bam, gun violence is out of the question. We start talking about terrorism. And I'm extremely disturbed. I mean, I looked at the New York Times cover today. Mm-hmm. Here you have a whole op-ed on gun control. Great. Right next to it is mm-hmm. pictures from the apartment of things that I have in my house.
Yes!
Like, these are things that all Muslims have in their house. There's nothing about that tells you a story about what terrorism looks like. So you're telling me that when my friends who are not Muslim come into my home and see a Quran or see mm-hmm. frames on the wall with a scripture from my religion, that is that supposed to tell you something? I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. We would never do that to anyone, and we didn't do that to Deer.
Yep.
We didn't do that to Roof. I'm tired of the double standards of how we treat Muslims.
I mean,
when they are the perpetrators.
That image, and then also right next to it, an image of the shooting suspect there in hijab, and that idea that, like, okay, this is what terrorism looks like. For me, that is a difference, and it is a material and meaningful difference in how we. So on the one hand, again, I want to be able to talk about what the thing is that is terrorism. On the other hand, I have to reflect that this happens only for a specific community.